Hey friends, it's the 16th of September. I hope you're enjoying hymns with Pray Today. If you're not, we're only doing them for about 15 more days, so hang with us. I want to introduce to you a hymn today, a hymn I grew up with. That's just a beautiful hymn. It's written by a lady named Fanny Crosby. And Fanny Crosby was a woman who lived in the early 1800s to the early 1900s. And something very interesting about Fanny Crosby is that she was blind at the age of 6 weeks. So, and at 6 years of age, she began composing hymns. So she had a deep faith from an early part of her life. She ended up authoring more than 8,000 gospel hymn texts. And so she is someone who committed her life to the Lord and to writing texts for hymns. Blessed Assurance is the name of today's hymn. It's an oldie. It was published in 1873 in a monthly magazine called Guide to Holiness. And this hymn has inspired a lot of singers to sing it. There are so many different people who have produced this song and put it out. The entire hymn, and there's something unique about this hymn, the entire hymn is focused on heaven. And we don't see a lot of hymns that just focus on heaven. You know, we see hymns that, you know, they talk about pain, they talk about death, they talk about resurrection, and then they talk about heaven usually in the last verse. But this one is entirely focused on heaven. And another cool thing about this hymn is that it focuses so much on our senses. And ironically enough, she talks about visions of rapture that burst on my sight. She didn't have any sight, but she had visions of rapture that she wrote about. She wrote about foretaste of glory divine. So she talked about echoes of mercy. So hearing things like echoes of mercy and whispers of love. But my favorite part of this song is in the refrain that reminds me and probably was written because of a verse that I have pounded into the minds and hopefully into the hearts of the people of Celebration in 2021. And that is 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Pray without ceasing, or pray continually is another version. And the refrain of this song ends with praising my Savior all the day long. All day long, praising the Savior, praising Jesus all day long. So that's what I want to talk about with you today. What if today we made or if you're listening to this at night, maybe tomorrow then, what if we took the entire day and we focused on praising God all day? Every time that you run across something you can praise God for, when you turn a light on, when you flush a toilet, when you have a pleasant conversation, when someone in the drive-thru smiles at you, when you turn on your air conditioner, whatever it is, praise God for it. I want to challenge you today, through the entire day, every single thing you can think of to thank God and praise God for, do it. Praising the Savior all the day long. We are so blessed to have the assurance that Jesus is ours, that He came for us, that He died for us. He overcame death for us. He forgives our sins, and He's preparing a place for us. So despite my circumstances, I've got a lot going on in my life right now, a lot of things that if I was writing the book of my life, I wouldn't have written a chapter on it. But I know that I have a blessed assurance that Jesus is mine. And because Jesus is mine and I am His, I have that word, hope. Do you have that hope today? It's easier to see the hope when we're praising the Savior all the day long. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, for the hope that you give us. Thank you, Jesus, that we have a blessed assurance that you're ours. You're our personal Savior. And because you're our personal Savior, you're always with us. God, today, as I walk through this day, I'm going to choose to praise you in every area that I can possibly think of. And it's going to be hard for me to have a bad day if I do that, despite circumstances. I praise you, Lord. I praise you for the difficulties in my life that make me stronger in my faith. I praise you for people who build me up and encourage me. I praise you for family members who love me, friends who love me. I praise you, Lord, for gifts that you've given me. I praise you, Lord, for things materially that you give me to make my life more comfortable. And I'm going to go on and on and on all day long today. Thank you for being my insurance. In Jesus' name.
crazy, my sin.